2024 July Semi-Annual Training. Week 12. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Acts 2:32-33. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. The Bible tells us that Christ ascended into heaven, but it also says that he was taken up and exalted by God. After God exalted him, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples. The Son ascended, the Father exalted him, and the Spirit was poured out. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, was fully involved with the ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. In the Son's death, the triune God was involved, in the Son's resurrection, the triune God was involved, and in the Son's ascension and exaltation, the triune God was also involved. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit were wrapped up with the Son's ascension and the pouring out of the Spirit. The exalted Christ's receiving of the promise of the Holy Spirit was actually his receiving of the Holy Spirit himself. Christ was conceived of the Spirit essentially for his existence in humanity and was anointed with the Spirit economically for his ministry among men. After his resurrection and ascension, he still needed to receive the Spirit economically again that he might pour himself out upon his body to carry out his heavenly ministry on earth for the accomplishing of God's New Testament economy. Today's reading. In Acts 2:15, Peter said, "These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is the third hour of the day." The third hour of the day was 9 o'clock in the morning. Verses 16 through 18 continue, "This is what is spoken through the prophet Joel, and it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream things in dreams, and indeed upon my slaves, both men and women, I will pour out of my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy." The last days mentioned in verse 17 denote the closing period of the present age, which began from Christ's first coming and will last until Christ's second coming. The pouring out of the Spirit upon all flesh differs from the breathing of the Spirit into the disciples out of the mouth of Christ after his resurrection. The pouring out of God's Spirit was from the heavens after Christ's ascension. The former is the essential aspect of the Spirit in his being breathed into the disciples as life for their living. The latter is the economical aspect of the Spirit in his being poured upon them as power for their work. The same Spirit is within them essentially and upon them economically. The pouring out of the Spirit after Christ's ascension was the descension of the resurrected and ascended Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit to carry out his heavenly ministry on earth to build up his church as his body for God's New Testament economy. The economical filling of the Holy Spirit was actually the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This outpouring was different from the breathing of the Holy Spirit. We also need to see that the Holy Spirit poured out on the day of Pentecost was actually the resurrected and ascended Christ himself. In Acts 2:21, Peter went on to say, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Calling on the name of the Lord is not a new practice that began with the New Testament. Rather, it began with Enosh, the third generation of mankind, in Genesis 4:26. This is the end of today's morning revival.